I talk too much, and I trust too much. That's why you have a spare key to my apartment, and that's how you know I take medication to help me sleep at night. Like a log, you ask. Like I'm dead, I laugh. We talk a lot, being neighbors. You can't keep your eyes off my fat tits. Don't you think I notice shit like that? But it happens so often, I shrug it off. You wait until the weekend to build up your courage. You prepare. Listen at your door for when I get back home. Then wait well after midnight. Don't want to come in too early, right? You venture out into the corridor of our apartment building. It's dark, all silent. No jingling with the keys. You open both locks to my door and slide in, smooth and quiet. First time you're in my place. Still smells like the late dinner I just made. Is the scent of curry a turn on for you? You listen for sounds. Maybe I'm staying up late tonight. Your excuses are at the ready. Thought I saw someone get home. Could have sworn I heard a sound. Oops, took the wrong door. They're all dumb, but it's all you've got. Luckily, you won't even need them. These apartments are all the same, and the path to my bedroom is familiar. As you navigate the dark and stand in the threshold, peering in. That's me, right there. Bed in a corner. Bedside table next to it. Empty glass, bottle of pills, and a lamp, giving off a dim light. You knock on the door frame all the same. Tap, tap, tap. Loud knocks. I don't stir. It makes your heartbeat thump against your chest. You're really going to do this, aren't you? You slink in. Shameful, excited. What a blessing that lamp is, illuminating just enough so you can see the ups and downs of my body beneath the blanket and can confirm that my eyes are shut and my breathing is slow. Standing by the bedside like a night terror, you stare down at me, lowering the bag you brought to the floor. You reach a hand out to my face, fingers brushing against my lips, enough to feel my hot breath. I'm still and serene, asleep. You slap my cheek, but not too hard. Don't want to leave a mark. Still no reaction. You push a finger inside my mouth. And I stay asleep. You hunker down next to me so you can watch my pretty face and the dark hair that frames it while you peel away the blanket starting from below. It slides over my right leg and you see that I went to bed in a nightgown and socks. The socks make me feel safe before I tuck in. Like no monster under the bed can get me as long as they're on. You're kind enough to leave them. With one hand, you move up from my ankle, fingers trailing over the smooth skin into the slight bend by my knee. They push harder into my flesh when you reach my thick thigh because you can't help yourself. The rest of the leg is still beneath the blanket, and you dare push further, higher, closer. The nightgown bunches around my waist, and as you slip your hand underneath it, something tickles your knuckles. Your mouth is dry. Is it? Yeah. No panties. Maybe I just like the feel of it. Does the thought of my naked pussy turn you on that much? The word runs rampant in your mind. Pussy. My pussy. It's like it flipped a switch in you. You pull back as if you touched a hot stove. Unbuckling and unbuttoning, pulling your pants off, letting your rigid cock free. You leave the pants crumpled on the floor, and you hesitate about your shirt. But then you imagine feeling my naked body against yours, my big breasts crushed between us, and your cock is so hard it hurts. The shirt is off in seconds, the blanket dragged to the side entirely, pushed against the wall. I'm on my back, arms at my sides, legs parted ever so slightly, and you clamber onto the bed halfway up, pushing your elbows down by my knees and digging your arms up under, hands coming to wrap around my hips. Only a small bit of the nightgown still offers modesty, an overhead of fabric casting a hiding shadow over my sex. You inhale the scent of me, and it's me now, not the curry from before. I smell like sweat and perfume oil. Your cock strains against the linens, bent uncomfortably as your fingers seize the hem of my nightgown and pull up. My pussy, black bush and all. You lean in inches from it, and you plant a kiss on my lips, and another. I taste of cunt. You burrow your face in it, happy to just let my pussy grind against your mouth, your nose, your chin, your cheeks. Your tongue laps at my labia, and your lips follow, suckling on it. Do you think that's what I would have liked from a lover?
Yeah. There.
Are you imagining my moans right now? Loud and piercing?
So good.
No, I'm quiet. Even now. While you suck and slurp, you're the only one making noise. You slather my pussy in saliva. You stick your tongue in me and press your nose against my clit. You close your eyes and groan. You'd planned to drag this out, to work on every part of my body long into the night, to take your time. But you'd never been this hard before, never experienced a lust so fervent. You need to fuck me. You need to fuck me before you come anywhere else but in my pussy. So you crawl up over my body like a beast. You pull my plump tits out of the nightgown, hands digging like claws into the meat, thick teats against your palms. My body is pliant and slack, my head tilted to the side, stuck in dreamless slumber. The bed creaks as you part my legs with your own, as you knee me in the thigh to create more space for you. You push down and your cock slides along my bush, cunt hairs caressing it. With a curse, you pull back and try again to push into me, but you're off the mark entirely and get stuck in the crevice between my thigh and hip. On the third try, you take it slow. Holding onto my breasts, you guide your cock towards my pussy, lining it up, and then, when you feel the warmth of my flesh, you push home. And there must be more than just spit, because it's so easy and soft and wet. You're raping me. The bed creaks beneath us. You shift your grip. Your hands slide off my breast to my shoulders, and you pin me in place, rising above me. You realize you want to see my breasts bounce and roll, and you want to see my pussy swallow your cock. You look down the length of your body to see where we both meet, to watch your cock rape my pussy. My breasts bounce for you, set into circular motion. You pump into me quicker, harder, raping me, fucking me, taking me. You imagine meeting in the corridor tomorrow, wielding this secret over me. There are condoms in your pants, but it's not enough. You have to breed me. Own my body without me even knowing. In your head, you hear the moans you're sure I would have made if I was awake. Hard, sinking on top of me, just as lifeless as I am, while your cock fills me up. It takes minutes before you recover, while your cock shrinks and grows limp, still inside me. You feel cum pour out when you pull out, and you panic. Rolling off, you hurriedly wipe as much cum as you can off me using my blankets. You curse under your breath as you pull the nightgown down again, casting worried glances on your clock in my face. Finally, once the blanket has been pulled up to my chin again, you scurry back to your place, careful to bring everything back with you, leaving behind only the cum too deep to reach.